altruism, the power of compassion to change yourself and the world. Written by Matthew Ricard and read by Dan Warren.
Nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. Victor Hugo. Every man must decide whether he will walk in the light of creative altruism or in the darkness of destructive selfishness. Martin Luther King, Jr. Introduction. I have little inclination to talk about myself and would rather expound the views of the great thinkers who have inspired my existence. Telling you about a few stages of my personal journey, though, will help you understand how I came to write this book and to substantiate the ideas presented in it. After growing up in France, I went to India for the first time in 1967 at the age of 20. In order to meet the great masters of Tibetan Buddhism, including Kongyur Rinpoche, who would become my main spiritual master. That same year, I began a dissertation on cellular genetics under the direction of François Jacob at the Institut Pasteur. It was those years of scientific training that taught me to appreciate the importance of intellectual rigor and honesty. In 1972, having finished my dissertation, I decided to move to Darjeeling to be near my teacher. During the many years that followed that encounter, whether in India, Bhutan, Nepal, or Tibet, I led a simple life. I received barely one letter per month. I had neither radio nor newspapers, and scarcely knew what was going on in the world. I studied with my spiritual master, Kongyur Rinpoche, and after his death in 1975, Dilgo Khyentse Rinpoche. I spent a number of years in contemplative retreat. I also devoted myself to the activities of the monasteries to which I had become linked, Orgyen Kunzang Kholing in Darjeeling and Shechen Tenyi Darjeeling in Nepal, while working also toward the preservation of Tibet's cultural and spiritual heritage. Thanks to the teachings I received from these masters, I became aware of the incalculable benefits of altruism. In 1997, I received a message from a French publisher proposing I engage in a dialogue with my father, the late philosopher Jean-François Revel. The publication of the book that resulted from these conversations, The Monk and the Philosopher, marked the end of a quiet, anonymous life, but it also offered me new opportunities. After a quarter of a century of immersion in the study and practice of Buddhism, far from the scene of the West, I found myself again confronted with contemporary ideas. I renewed my ties with the scientific world by conversing with the astrophysicist Trinh Chien Thuan, The Quantum and the Lotus, A Journey to the Frontiers Where Science and Buddhism Meet, published in 2000 in France as L'Infini dans les Palmes de la Main.